This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Cam Ward, the number one overall pick for the Tennessee Titans, is finishing up his rookie season. They've obviously had a miserable season. They fired their head coach halfway through the year. Callahan was, I think he was an awful head coach. But they fired Callahan halfway through the year, and Cam Ward has expressed interest in meeting and talking to all of the head coaches' candidates. He wants to be involved in the head coaching search. And I think he absolutely should be. When you are the franchise quarterback and you're young like this and you're still developing, like, it's important to work with a guy that you feel you can work with. I'm not saying that's the be-all, end-all and that his decision should be final, but if you want your franchise to work, he needs to work. And he needs to be in on the meetings and he needs to talk to these coaches. And I think the Giants should do the exact same thing as we are talking now about who's going to be the next head coach, right? And we're still focused on whether or not Joe Shane is going to be here, whether or not Joe Shane is going to lead that search, whether it's going to be an experienced head coach, whether we're still waiting for Mike Tomlin, as I still am. But whatever the case may be, when this season ends and they really start hyping up the interviews and talking to these coaches, Jackson Dart needs to be in on the conversation. He needs to talk to these guys. He needs to, because that relationship is going to be the most important relationship that the team has, right? GM and head coach, obviously important. But the coach and the quarterback, that relationship is going to be paramount. It's why I want an offensive head coach. Unless I'm going to get a Mike Tomlin, unless I'm going to get a Vrabel type or a Bill Belichick, if they go that route, I have other reasons to not want Bill Belichick necessarily. I'm not going to say, well, he's not an offensive guy. Like he's a head coach who's won Super Bowls, you know, tons of more Super Bowls than I have fingers on my right hand. I mean, he's done quite well. Same thing with Mike Tomlin. Same thing with Vrabel. You know, you hire one of those guys, I don't really care. You hire, you know, if John Harbaugh falls out of favor in Baltimore, if they blow this division. Like, I don't care that he's a special teams guy or whatever. He's a head coach, and he's been that for a long time. But if I'm hiring a young, somewhat inexperienced, whether it's got the experience of a couple of years or one stop like a Cliff Kingsbury, or if it's a completely inexperienced coordinator, like, I absolutely think Jackson Dart should be in. Like, Jackson Dart needs to be a part of the conversation in when they're deciding and when they're choosing this head coach. Because I think, I don't know about you, I think he played his best football with Brian Daboll. Now, I'm not saying he's been bad the last couple weeks since coming back from injury, but I don't think he's been as good as he was with Brian Daboll. And clearly, he was emotional about Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll was the guy who brought him here. Brian Daboll was the guy who wanted him. Brian Daboll was the guy he was working with on a daily basis. That's important. And I know we've had this conversation a little bit about what to do with the first overall pick if the Giants are lucky enough to get that first overall pick. And would you take Mendoza or would you keep Dart? Is Dart the future of this franchise? For me, the answer is 100% yes. Jackson Dart is the future of this franchise. He's the guy. I'm sold in. I'm bought in. He's the guy. And if that's the case, he's the most important player in your franchise, and he should be in on every meeting you take. I'm not saying he gets to choose. I am not saying he gets to choose. He doesn't get to say, this is the guy I want to be the head coach, and they pick based on that. But he should have a conversation. He should have a voice. He should have an opinion. He should meet with these guys. Like, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt, because he's the future. And you've got to find a coach that's either compatible with him, or he believes in, or he'll buy into, or that, you know, trusts him and wants him. Like, I think that relationship is going to be imperative. And I firmly believe that Cam Ward should have the same opportunity. He should be involved in everything. He is not the final voice, but I would include him in everything. I would include him in free agency. I would include him in draft conversations. He was just in college. He might have some experience on these guys, or be able to say, yeah, I know it looks great on tape, but you know what? That system, I've seen cornerbacks play that well, no matter who steps in, or whatever. I don't know. Whatever, like, information and whatever buy-in you can get from a young kid who honestly probably needs to be sold on the idea that the Giants know what the hell they're doing. Right? I mean, let's be honest. I know he's not going anywhere and he's under contract. But right now, if you're the quarterback of the Giants and you have seen this thing yet again, like, you have all this enthusiasm, you step in there, you win your first start, you beat the Eagles in your third start, you're up 19-0 on the Denver Broncos, who are, you know, one of the better teams in football on a winning streak. And it all falls apart from that point on. And the coach gets fired, and everybody wants the GM fired, and he's got to listen to idiots like me scream and rant and rave on the radio, and it's just a disaster. And now he's being asked every 2 seconds about whether or not he's protecting himself and whether or not he's playing the position correctly by media like he's never experienced before. And everyone asks him, well, you know, this is now the fourth consecutive year where the Giants will be picking the top 10 and the losing. Like, Jackson Dart needs to have belief in this team and needs to have belief in this franchise as much as they need to believe in him. And this should be an absolute, you know, team. It's not just he's the leader of the team on the field, and he should be part of the team off it. Again, he shouldn't be making the draft picks. He shouldn't be signing the free agents, and he shouldn't be picking the head coach. But I'd run every one of those decisions by him. I would make him feel like he is as big a part of this organization as anybody else in the franchise. He would be my guy. I would make it clear to him he's my guy, and I would involve his opinion on everything I do. On everything I do. And it starts with who the next head coach is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.